the discovery of anesthesia, triumph and tragedy. Until the middle of the 19th century in Europe, pain was considered to be essential for the process of healing. Avoiding pain during operations is a chimera that would be impossible to accept nowadays, stated André Velpeau, Paris, in 1839. In April 1844, in the United States, Dr. Gardner D. Quincy Colton formed a traveling circus which had acts where volunteers inhaled laughing gas, nitrous oxide. At the same time, frolic parties were held with the inhalation of nitrous oxide or ether. Crawford Williamson Long was a doctor and pharmacist at the town of Jefferson in Georgia, and took part in such parties where ether was inhaled and produced a calm sleep. Long used ether for the first time on the 30th March, 1842, for the removal of a neck tumor from his friend James M. Venable. He used the technique 7 times in the following years, but did not publish the details. Horace Wells, a dentist at Hartford, Connecticut, was present at a circus show put on by Colton. His neighbor, who had inhaled ether, had a fall and injured the calf of his leg. At the end of the show, Wells asked him if he was in pain, and he replied that he had felt nothing. He realized the relation between anesthesia and analgesia. The following day, he had an infected molar removed by his assistant, having inhaled nitrous oxide and felt nothing. He published locally and anesthetized 15 patients with the same results. Following advice from Morton in Boston, he gave a demonstration at the Massachusetts General Hospital, but the patient cried out and he was dismissed as a charlatan. William Thomas Green Morton, a dentist in Boston, researched ether between 1845 and 1846. You can see a reconstruction in a silent film produced in 1936 by the anesthetic team at Massachusetts General Hospital of the first general anesthetic given at the hospital. The film highlights the variability of the clinical effects of the products used. His former teacher, Charles Thomas Jackson, directed him to a pharmacy which provided ether, which produced constant anesthetic effects. In the afternoon of the 30th September, 1846, Morton tried the ether on himself successfully. In the evening of the same day, he successfully removed an infected tooth from Eben Frost under ether inhalation. The next day, he published his discovery in a Boston journal. Encouraged by his daily results, he contacted Professor John Collins Warren, chief surgeon at the Massachusetts General Hospital, to arrange a formal demonstration in the operating theater, known nowadays as the Ether Dome. On the 16th October, 1846, the amphitheater was full. The patient, Edward Gilbert Abbott, had a tumor in the neck. He was attached to an armchair. Morton was late, due to having made some modifications to his apparatus. Warren was about to start the operation when Morton arrived with Eben Frost, who explained to the patient how well things had gone for him a few days earlier. Morton anesthetized the patient, and Warren operated for 10 to 15 minutes, during which time the patient did not cry out. When he awoke, he confirmed that he had felt nothing. There was an ovation in the room after hearing the celebrated comment by Warren. "No, gentlemen, this is not a humbug. We are not the object of an hallucination. We have just been present at a major event in the history of surgery. Our craft has been delivered forever from horror." News of the technique was sent to London in the middle of December 1846, and anesthesia was immediately spread to Europe and throughout the world. In France, the first use of ether took place on the 15th December 1846, delivered by Willis Fisher to Jobert de Lamballe, but this was a failure. Malgaigne repeated the technique and published details of the first anesthetics in France on the 12th January 1847. 10 days later, Charrier made his first anesthetic apparatus. In 1847, within 6 months, there were 76 communications sent to the Academy of Medicine and Science in Paris. James Young Simpson, a doctor in Edinburgh, and two of his colleagues inhaled various compounds in search of a new anesthetic. One evening, his wife found them in a comatose state, having inhaled chloroform. On the 4th November 1847, Simpson performed the first anesthetic with chloroform, which would become rival to ether.